Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
What's good, Jason? How are you, man?
I got some bad news, Marcus. I got a test back yesterday, and I've got COVID.
No!
And, I've been feeling, you know, I've had about 2 days of fever, like a bad cold, basically. And, the worst part of it is that my mom, who's 79, also has it.
Wow. How's she doing, really, first of all?
She's actually doing... for the past 24 hours, she hasn't had a fever. We're in like day 5 now.
Okay. I still
got a fever. I've had these weird symptoms too. Like last night, I couldn't sleep because my feet were hurting so bad that I don't know what it's called in English, but like trainingsverk, but like an intense pain in my feet. And then today it was gone from the feet. Now it's just in my back. And then I get these cramps in my arms and stuff, but so I've been doing pretty bad, but she's actually recovering.
Yes,
but the tricky thing about this virus, as we know, is that there can be a second phase, and that bout can quickly go from good to really, really bad. So for the next couple of days, just keeping close tabs and making sure she doesn't get worse and doesn't get any respiratory symptoms or anything like that.
And how's the rest of your family, your partner? Like, how's that?
Well, yeah, my partner has antibodies because she had... The weird thing is, Marcus, that she had COVID in November. As you know, I spoke about it when that was going on in the podcast. And we lived under the same roof, as we do. And for weeks, I was around somebody who had the infection and or had the virus, and I didn't catch it. And I tested myself multiple times during that period. And even so, I tested negative each time. And so I thought that, you know, my T cells had kicked in and that I was, you know, somehow invincible in the face of this virus. So when it came time for Christmas, you know, I was saying to my mom and my dad that we should definitely get together, especially after a difficult year like this. Let's just be careful, but let's definitely get together. And, you know, wouldn't you know that out of the people that got together, we weren't that many, you know. Four of us caught COVID.
I'm so sorry.
So my partner's parents and my mom and myself. My dad... No symptoms so far. So, yeah, I just feel, I don't know. It feels like I was maybe naive and not really taking in the severity, even though I know the severity of it. I mean,
Jason, you can't beat yourself up. You can't, you really thought long and hard about this. And so maybe... You know, like, you can't beat yourself up on this. You just got to get through it now.
I called the hospital today because I wanted to just ask them, you know, my mom is 79 and, you know, is there anything you can give her to prevent so far the trajectory of her disease is going well, but, you know, can you give her something to kind of help alleviate that her symptoms get any worse? And, you know, the nurse at the hospital said no, but she also said, you know, listen, I've had people that are 104 years old to pull through this like nothing. And I've had people that are 20 years old that have passed away. So she was saying, like, you never know. You could be the one who's hardest hit by this, not your mom. I don't know.
I have a question about this.
It just,
when you got it, can you get a vaccine now? Would that be helpful, or it has nothing to do with it? What happened?
They told me at the hospital that we should still get the vaccines. And I think I wasn't very vaccine skeptical. I know some people are. But I think after now having contracted the virus, I'm definitely getting the vaccine. I mean, no doubt about it, you know. And so far, my mom's doing all right. But Marcus, tell me about your family.
Well, my uncle, Rolf, he was 85, 86. He passed away in COVID on Christmas Day.
Oh, Marcus, man. But on Christmas Eve?
From Christmas Day Eve to Christmas Day in the morning around 5 a.m. And it is so many sad things. First of all, he was an amazing uncle, right? He always made you laugh. Mm. He taught me how to swim. He was just a good one of those. Mm. Taught me how to curse real well. You know, but look,
things that uncles and aunts should be doing.
But he also brought so much joy. Yeah. And what was so sad, speaking to his wife Sonia and speaking to his son, of it was about dignity, right? The kids couldn't go to the home to see him, and you know, if he would have died a normal death at 85, I think there's one way to accept that, right? But the last 10 weeks, it's just been basically his wife's been doing 11-hour shifts at the hospital with this, you know, completely covered suit on. You know what I mean? Mm. But
can I ask you, was he sick for 10 weeks?
He was in an elder home, and then he got this, I would say, the last 10 days. But
oh man, okay, so within 10 days,
but he was, you know, he had dementia and all of these other things, but it was really COVID that brought him over. Mm. That's what he died from, and not to be able to say goodbye, you know. And I always feel like also his generation, you know, same generation as your father and my parents, they you know, in many ways they are the ones that believed in Sweden so much. They paid their taxes. If you do everything right, you know, the healthcare system's going to be there for you. And when something like this kicks in, I'm not blaming anyone, but it just, for me, it's like dignity. You know what I mean? And what I say about the Swedish healthcare and welfare system, I am eternally grateful for it, because we were able to go to the dentist. We were able to go on checkups. So, you know, and this is something I wish America would be able to have, especially for the poorest that doesn't have an opportunity, maybe for insurance and so on. So there is something there that builds you that everyday health and that can prevent. And that is there. But when it comes to these final thing, his final days, the Swedish healthcare system, you know, in elders' home has been really, really hard, because that's what the majority of the deaths has been. It's been in the elders' home, both among the staff and among its population. And here is an area where the Swedish system has actually failed its population. And it's something I read about, we talked about. And when it comes home to your own family, it just hits a completely different core. And again, I've been through this a couple of times. When you get really, really sick and you really need it, just like COVID, like something that is so new and different to us, I just, you know, I don't have the full answer, and I'm bitter and I'm biased in this, right? Like somebody close to me died. But I'm just been going over those last days for him, like his family couldn't go and see him. And but I also want to just think about all the great memories. So I've been going down that memory lane, thinking about all the fun times we've had together. But rest in power, Mr. Rolf Karlsson. You made me laugh. You made our family laugh.
Rolf Karlsson.
when we knew nobody, you know, being that little awkward black family. Sonia and Rolf Carlson, for the kids, were the ones that was first people that greeted us outside our direct family, and they were always been uncle and aunts to us, and they were amazing. So he was amazing, and his wife Sonia is still hanging in there fighting. She's strong, still going. So,
you know, you look at every person, like in Sweden now, I think 8,700 people have died. Then you look at everybody who is cared for those people, like all the nurses and doctors that were caring for your uncle. And then you look at all the family members of everyone, just the amount of personal tragedy I'm you know, that's gone down in this 2020 is just unfathomable, really. And I'm really sorry to hear, Marcus, and I'm sorry for your loss and for your family's loss. I mean, it's another end of an era. Right? Like you said, it's one generation.
And I thought we were done. I was like, okay, I'm ready to put 2020 in the bag. And then when I got that call,
right,
I was like, all right, you're going to go, you're going to walk with me to the very last day and give me something. And I felt like you're punching me below the belt. You're testing me. And I was like, okay, it's going to be, because I was ready to turn a page. I was like, okay, we're good now. We're ready to go to 21. And, but you know,
and that's how I felt too. I felt like I was entering, like we were about to go into a new year. I'm like entering a mind state of looking beyond COVID into what's next, and 2021 being the year of rebirth, of renaissance. And then boom, I get the virus, my mom gets it, and then I'm right back in it, right? Right where this podcast started, right where this year started going. Totally insane. But that's also, it just sums up 2020 in how it's been. It's just been one thing after another. And right when you think it can't get worse,
two step forward, one step back, one step back, two step forward. It's like a dance. But I also feel like this humbling, it's such a humbling moment, because I've had many friends have had it, and everybody has a little bit different comments. Some people talk about back pain, right?
Mm-hmm. I got the back pain.
What about smell? What about, can you taste food? Tell me about that.
Luckily, my sense of taste and smell are still intact. I actually have a friend who's a chef, and he lost his taste and smell, and it hasn't come back, even though the disease has passed. You know.
Wow.
I'm not going to call it a small thing, but that's a huge thing, especially if you're a chef.
Yeah. So it's interesting. Everybody has some similarities, symptoms, and then some have very, very different ones. Are you taking, did the doctor recommend for you to take any drugs? What are you taking?
She just said paracetamol and vitamin C, and call if you get worse. Basically, call the ER if you get worse. So what we've done now is, because my sickness is so far is worse than my mom. So we spent a couple of days together because we both had it. But then someone told us that, no, you can actually, if you're worse off and she's getting better, she can actually be reinfected by you. So we had to split up. So I'm in a house in the countryside in Skåne, and she's at her place. And we're in constant phone contact. And right now I'm just praying that we get to, you know, day seven, day 10 of this without any of us getting any worse.
That's what you got to do. And just prep yourself with those vitamin C, and whether that's a ton of orange juice, and just keep, because fluid. One of my friends, he said he beat it by drinking so much liquid, basically just like a lot of fluid, you know, overloading with fluids, you know. Well, Jason, thank you for sharing such a personal thing, and hang in there. We're praying for you.
Yeah, and I've heard so many people in this country talk during this year about, it's just because we, it got into the elderly homes. That's why so many people have died, or it's just older people that are dying. But I'm still like, but that's, they're people too. And I mean, you know, this was your uncle. He taught you how to swim, how to curse, you know, he made you laugh. He's one of the people whose knowledge and love went into the fabric of who you are.
And part of one of the reasons why I went to America was because of him, because he went as a sailor, as a 19-18 year old, and so that dream about America, that a couple of my uncles came to America to work, he was one of them. So that was something that we had three uncles that worked in America in the, I guess, in the 60s and the 50s. And that was part of that allure about why I wanted to go to America.
Yeah, I'm so sorry for your loss, Marcus, and for your family's loss. That's just tragic.
Jason, yeah. I know you're a fighter. You're going to get through this. You know, I just want you to fight through this and get on the other side.
Yeah. Right now, I'm just hoping my mom pulls through. And if she does, then, you know, that's the main thing. And again, like you said, you know, looking after our elders and paying homage and respecting our elders for the lives they've led and for their contributions to building the foundation that we stand on means, you know, taking care of them and making sure they don't get sick. But Marcus, this also sums up what this moment has meant to us. You know, there have been high points, some strange and unexpected high points of 2020, but there have also been low points. And now we're both at one of those low points again. And the main thing for me, and I think I speak for you too, is that we've been able to talk about it and share it with you, our listeners. And you've heard us go through it and deal with, you know, the excitement you felt when you and Zion were going to the demonstration in June.
Yes.
To the losses that have happened during 2020, and that excuse me, and that, as you can hear, you know, the disease that's going around. You know, this is a low point, but I know there are new high points on the horizon, man.
Absolutely. Stay up, my brother, and I echo that. And get better, get well. We love you, Jason. We love your family. Just get better, get well.
I love you, brother. You've been an inspiration. You've given me so much energy and also so much wisdom, and so many good laughs during this year. And I look forward to continuing that into this next year, man.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.